This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we look at the headlines. We look at the recent developments in science, things that are going to shape the way we view the universe and perhaps even change our lives. And once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku, the number to call is 612-564-8135. And go to my website to find out what I'm up to. My website is mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I'm a professor of theoretical physics at the City College and the City University of New York. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. My latest bestseller is called The Future of Humanity, Humanity in Outer Space. What happens if one day we begin the colonization of Mars and even the solar system and beyond? And I'm on a book tour. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And maybe, just maybe, I'll be in a city next to you signing your copy of my latest bestseller. And after I sign your book, well, you can go to eBay and auction them off for money. That's right, signed books are worth money, and you can actually make money by going to my book tour. Well, once again, the lines are open. If you want to get on Science Fantastic, there's no mystery. Just call 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and ask that question. Make that comment that you've always wanted to make, but just, gee, you just never had opportunity. And some of you may say to yourself, oh, come on, come on. I mean, I can't get on national radio. My question is too dumb, too stupid. People will laugh at me. Well, it turns out that, first of all, chances are if you have a question, I think perhaps hundreds, thousands of other people will have that identical same question. And just realize that sometimes some of the dumbest questions are the most profound of all. For example, years ago, there was a 16-year-old boy who asked himself a dumb children's question, and that is, can you outrace a light beam? Such a dumb question. Well, it took him 10 years to finally find the answer. When he was 26 years old, he finally found the answer. The answer was in a theory called relativity. His name was Albert Einstein. And so one of the greatest theories of all time simply came out of a question that any child would ask, such as, can you outrace a light beam? And the answer, by the way, is no, you cannot outrace a light beam. And because of that, you have to have enormous distortions of space and time preventing you from outracing a light beam. And that is called relativity. And one of the simplest consequences of relativity is the atomic bomb. So, once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, the number to call is 612-564-8135. Okay, well, let's move right on and take the first listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Kaku. This is Kenneth Ang from Hollywood, California. I read about an object called the black brain, which is a singularity in the form of a membrane. Is there such a thing as a white brain, that is, the white hole in the form of a membrane, be it 3 or 4-dimensional? I already know that white holes and black holes are, but since scientists speculate something called the black brain, perhaps there's a white brain, a big bang in the form of like a 3-dimensional bulk.
Okay, well, you ask a question that's at the forefront of theoretical physics. So let's back up several giant steps and take it one at a time. First of all, what is a brain? A brain is not what's sitting on your shoulders. To a physicist, it is B-R-A-N-E, as in membrane. Now, we physicists believe that strings are the fundamental building blocks of the universe, but strings also coexist with membranes, like a beach ball, like a sphere, like a baseball. They are membranes, and they also vibrate, and they can also create particles. And now, this theory is not verified. However, many physicists work on this. I work on it, in fact. And we think that that is what the universe is made of. The universe is made out of strings and brains. In fact, our universe is a membrane of some sort. And then the question is, there are black brains, just like there are black holes. There are solutions of the string equations, which give you black holes. In other words, string theory includes all of Einstein's theory of gravity. Einstein's theory of gravity says that if you compress mass dense enough, it'll collapse into a black hole. Well, now we have strings, and sure enough, if you collapse strings into a tiny, tiny point, then the strings will collapse into a black brain. And believe it or not, we hope to actually create them with the Large Hadron Collider outside Geneva, Switzerland. That's right. Believe it or not, we hope to actually create black holes and black brains in Switzerland. Now, don't get scared. We're not talking about mammoth black brains and black holes that can gobble up entire stars. No. These are subatomic particles. Your body is bombarded with subatomic particles by the millions every day, and you don't even feel it. So we are talking about subatomic black holes or black brains, which are the collapsing of these brains into a very, very tiny mass. Now, the question you ask is white holes. So let me explain. Matter falls into a black hole. But according to physics, you can also reverse time, have the time run backwards. And that is also a solution of Einstein's equations. That is called the white hole. Instead of matter falling in, like in the movies, all these Hollywood movies show starships being eaten up by a black hole, this shows that you can have a time-reversed object called the white hole, where matter comes out, not in. And some people think, aha, maybe that's the Big Bang. In fact, there is a theory proposed by several physicists that maybe the Big Bang is really a white hole such that matter spews out rather than in. Now, let's be fair about this. We've looked for white holes in the universe. We have seen none. That doesn't mean they don't exist. It just means that they're rather exotic. And so black holes, yes, we've seen them in outer space. In fact, with the Webb Space Telescope to be launched very soon into outer space, the replacement for the Hubble Space Telescope, we hope to even get better pictures of these objects. There's a swirling disk around the black hole. And so then the question is, are there white holes? We don't know. And white brains may exist, but they're even more exotic than white holes. So the answer to your question is, we don't know. We do think that black brains exist. However, we have no proof. String theory itself has no proof, but it is the leading theory to replace Einstein's theory of relativity. And if you want to find out more about it, because this is actually what I do for a living, this is what I do for my day job, get a copy of my earlier books, Parallel Worlds, where I talk about M-theory, string theory, brains, and the zoo of objects which we think may ultimately create our universe. Okay, well, unfortunately, we have run out of time in this segment of Science Fantastic, but stay tuned. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135, and ask that question that you've always wanted to ask, and maybe you can get on national radio. So give us a call, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1 week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And the lines are open. This is your opportunity to get on national radio and ask that question, make that comment that's always been bothering you, but you just never had the opportunity. Maybe you're walking down the street and you look up. You see maybe the moon. You see the mountains, the wind. At night, you see the stars. And then you ask a question. What does it all mean? I mean, where did it all come from? Where is it going? Or you look at the economy and you realize, oh my God, artificial intelligence, computers, all that is changing so rapidly. What will the future look like? Well, first you can go to my website and check out my books, where I talk about the future of society, the future of medicine, the future of artificial intelligence, jobs, who will have a job in the future. These are things I address in my book, The Future of the Mind, and also the Physics of the Future. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and you can see the books, 4 New York Times bestsellers, where I talk about your future. And so once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call and leave that question. Make that comment. The number to call is 612-564-8255. 8135. And I'm on a book tour. Find out what cities I'll be traveling in, and maybe I'll be coming by a city next to you signing your copy of my bestsellers. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi there, Dr. Kaku. This is Lance Rome. I'm calling from Green Bay, Wisconsin, and I listen to you off of your website. I have just a few quick questions about the Big Bang. Is the edge of the visible universe the current extent of the Big Bang? Is the expanding force producing light? Is the expanding force producing heat? And if so, is the heat similar to when it first banged? Thank you for your time.
Well, you ask a lot of questions that are very difficult to answer because we're not really sure about these things. But let me tell you what is known about some of your questions. First of all, the Hubble Space Telescope can peer into the past. The night sky is a time machine. So the moon is 1 second away from us. Light takes 1 second to reach the moon. The nearest star is 4 light years away from us. It takes 4 years for a flashlight from the Earth to reach the nearby stars. Andromeda is the nearest galaxy to the Earth, and that is several million light years from Earth. But the Hubble Space Telescope can see even farther. And when he goes farther and farther, we're talking about going back billions of years into the future. The Hubble Space Telescope can actually photograph objects almost 13 billion years ago, because we think the age of the universe, in fact, is 13.8 billion years. That is the age of the universe. Now, you ask a question, and the question is, what is at the edge of the universe? Well, the edge of what the Hubble Space Telescope can see is the Big Bang itself. That is, this Hubble Space Telescope, when it looks at the farthest star, goes beyond the farthest star and sees blackness. There's only blackness there beyond the farthest star. But that blackness is deceptive. It's actually microwave radiation. It's actually the radiation of the Big Bang itself. So if your eyes could see microwave radiation, then every night you would actually see the remnants of the Big Bang. Believe it or not, if your eyes could see microwaves, you would see this haze, this explosion, the remnants of the original Big Bang. Now, the question was, is this the edge of the universe? And the answer is no. This is the beginning of the universe, not the physical edge of the universe. Okay? So, the Hubble Space Telescope sees starlight that is very old, older than the dinosaurs, hits our sensors in outer space and gives us a picture not of the physical edge of the universe, but the temporal edge of the universe. That is when time began 13.8 billion years ago. And then the next question is about the heat of the Big Bang. Where did it come from? Well, it came from something we call dark energy. We don't know what dark energy is, but it is the energy of the Big Bang. What is pushing the galaxies apart? Why is the universe expanding? We're not sure, but if you look at Einstein's equations and you put in what is called the cosmological constant or dark energy, the universe will expand just like it seems to be doing right now. So it is the energy of the vacuum, the energy of nothing. This is hard to get your head around, but an empty space itself has energy, repulsive energy that is pushing the galaxies apart called dark energy. Now, this means that the energy of the Big Bang is the energy of nothing, the energy of empty space. As the universe gets bigger, there's more empty space. And therefore, there's more energy to push the universe apart. And therefore, you go into a vicious cycle. The universe has a lot of vacuum. The vacuum has energy. Energy pushes the galaxies apart to create more vacuum, which creates more energy. Now, you may say to yourself, well, this all sounds bizarre, but hey, that's what the data is telling us. The data is telling us that the universe is accelerating, not slowing down. The data is telling us that perhaps it is the energy of the vacuum, the energy of empty space that is pushing the galaxies apart. And again, if you want to know more about this, get a copy of my book, Parallel Worlds, where I give you the latest in cosmology. Okay, well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
My name is Dylan. I'm calling from Kennewick, Washington, listening on KONA 610. My question was, what your opinion on Dr. Botchinsky from Texas and his anti-neoplasm therapy for cancer? Thank you. Bye.
Well, I'm not familiar with that particular person. However, I would be a little bit skeptical because it's very easy for people to make claims about cancer cures, but the excitement in cancer research is at the genetic level. Cancer is, in some sense, no longer a mystery. We can't cure all cancers, of course, but we know what cancer is. We didn't know that before, because we knew before that chemicals can cause cancer, viruses can cause cancer, sunlight can cause cancer. So if all these things can cause cancer, how are we ever going to get a theory, a unified theory of cancer? Well, what links chemical exposure, light exposure, x-rays, radiation, all that damage? What links them all together? And the answer is all of them create mutations. They damage our genes. And if there are approximately four major mutations in our genes, then you can basically dismantle the mechanism that prevents cancers from stopping, and they simply keep on reproducing forever until it kills you. So we know, therefore, that cancer is a genetic disease. And now we're attacking it at the genetic level. And so that's where all the excitement is. The excitement is, for example, immunotherapy, where you take white blood cells and immune cells from the body, grow them, strengthen them outside the body, and then re-inject them back into the human body. So we're basically enhancing a natural mechanism of the human body itself. And then we have yet another breakthrough being made in terms of cancer detection. Right now, you can have cancer. That's right. In fact, some of you listening to my voice probably have cancer growing in your body, but you don't know it. You won't know it, in fact, for many years. Maybe 10 years from now, you'll have enough cancerous cells to create a tumor, which may eventually kill you. So why can't we detect cancer now? Not 10 years from now, but now, rather than waiting for a tumor to form. Well, this is where liquid biopsies come in, and DNA chips. We now have the technology to analyze DNA, proteins, cancer cells in blood, bodily fluids, years before a tumor forms. These are called liquid biopsies, and they're going to become commercially available very soon, and it could change the way we view cancer, and the word tumor could disappear from the English language. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after that, we're going to go back to the phone lines. Once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku, and this is Science Fantastic. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News update. A federal judge in Florida has pushed to May 2024 the prospective date of former President Donald Trump's criminal trial over his handling of classified documents left at his Mar-a-Lago resort. The judge rejecting an effort by the former president to delay the trial until after the 2024 presidential campaign. Parts of the nation are continuing to bake as over 90 million Americans across multiple states are reportedly under heat advisories. Republican Congressman from Arizona, Andy Biggs, joins Fox News and gives an update on how his state has been dealing with triple-digit heat.
Well, fortunately in Arizona, people who've been here know how to deal with the desert heat. Now, this is a bit extraordinary for sure. What we're doing is you're seeing a lot of water stations come up. People are being recommended to stay inside.
Tim Berg, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And check out my website. Find out what I'm up to. My website is mkaku.org, mkaku.org. It has many of my TV appearances. And also, it has references to my 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The Future of Humanity, talking about humanity when we explore outer space. But in The Future of the Mind, we talk about how we physicists are now unraveling the secrets of the living brain. Telepathy, telekinesis, recording dreams, things that were once considered impossible, we do in the laboratory. And Physics of the Future talks about jobs It talks about artificial intelligence. It talks about medicine. What will the future bring us? Find out in my book, The Physics of the Future. And what about science fiction? Get a copy of my book, Physics of the Impossible, where I talk about Star Trek. I talk about Star Wars. Are any of the gadgets, gizmos, and concepts found in science fiction based in reality? Find out by getting a copy of my book, The Physics of the Impossible. Okay, once again, the lines are open. You can give us a call at 612-564-8135. Let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
My name is Casey on KFDX Fairbanks, Alaska, and my question is, can you make a coil out of fiber optic cabling running light through the fiber optic cabling as a current would over copper wire in a coil and somehow contain that with a magnetic field under a vacuum? Thank you.
Well, you asked two questions put together, so let's try to explain it. First of all, electricity, we know, would run in a wire, and we could extend wire hundreds and hundreds of miles, and yet electricity won't escape. It's basically sealed in that wire. Now, with light, you can do the same thing with fiber optics, and we do that in glass. So if I have a glass cable, a very thin, almost hair-like glass fiber, and I shoot a laser beam inside it, then the question is, can it escape? Well, the answer is no. You have something called total internal reflection. The light basically bounces off the inside of the fiber, and it never leaves the fiber. And that's called fiber optics. And that's where a lot of the internet is now being conducted. The internet, a lot of it is done with laser beams connecting cities. And it turns out that fiber optics is the backbone of the fiber optic cable. Then you ask yet another question. And that question is what the relationship is with magnetism. We know that if I have electricity and I shoot electricity in a wire in a coil, it creates a magnetic field. In fact, that's how you create magnetic fields, because electric fields, when they move, can create magnetic fields. Magnetic fields, when they move, can create electric fields. And that is the basis of the electric revolution. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to talk about light, lasers, and the electric revolution. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Stay tuned.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And the lines are open. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And all we ask is that you leave your name, call letters in the radio station you're listening to, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and hey, maybe your thoughts will be heard on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. And while you're at it, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. On Twitter, which is called Michio Kaku, on Twitter we have about 1 million people that dial in to Twitter every week, according to the latest stats, and 3 million people that are on Facebook. So find out what all the excitement is about by going to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Well, before the break, we had a question about coils of light. We know that coils of electricity can create magnetism. In fact, that's how we create electromagnetic fields, by putting electricity in a wire, putting the wire in a coil, and bingo, magnetism occurs as a consequence of that. The question is, can you do that with light? And the answer is no. Sorry about that. Light is trapped inside the fiber optic cable. Now, light itself is a combination of electric and magnetic fields constantly changing into each other, creating a wave-like pattern. So we know what light is. Light, in some sense, is no longer a mystery. Light is the propagation of electric and magnetic fields constantly turning into each other, sort of like a snake that bites its own tail. So light is an electromagnetic wave. You can then confine it inside a tube of light, which is called a fiber optic cable. But does that create a magnetic field? And the answer is no. The magnetic field is inside the cable, not outside. In fact, outside the fiber optic cable, you basically see nothing at all. Okay, anyway, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Matthew Wilson, 1620 AM. I was wondering what your thoughts were on the artificial creation of plant life, botany, and artificially creating photosynthesis. And then I also wanted to ask your question on creating a invasive plant species artificially, and then using that with tailored genetic tampering to terraform planets such as Mars.
Well, you actually ask a question that I address in my latest book, The
The Future of Humanity, Humanity in Outer Space, where I talk about terraforming Mars. Now, Mars is a frozen desert, very cold. However, the atmosphere is made out of carbon dioxide, and plants love carbon dioxide, even though it's very cold and the atmosphere is very thin. And so some botanists have speculated that maybe what we have to do is genetically modify algae, genetically modify simple plants to thrive in the Martian atmosphere. And bingo, we've done that. It turns out that in the laboratory, you can breed and genetically modify certain plants so that they would thrive in a Martian-like atmosphere. Now, it's not going to be easy because, of course, Mars is frozen solid. But if you have like a mini greenhouse on Mars, you could then start to create life forms with minimal intervention. You just have to make sure the temperature is above freezing, and you can actually grow plants that will thrive in the Martian atmosphere. So this means that terraforming would proceed in certain steps. First of all, if you could raise the temperature of Mars by 6 degrees, just 6 degrees, then you would get a runaway greenhouse effect, and you would then raise the temperature of Mars even more automatically, all by itself. You see, water vapor is a greenhouse gas. If you could raise the temperature of Mars by 6 degrees, water vapor will form from the ice. The more water vapor you have, the more greenhouse effect you have, which will create more water vapor, and then you have a runaway greenhouse effect. Once that takes place, then you can unleash these algaes on the lakes and the ponds and the rivers that are going to be flowing and being created on Mars. And so it'll have to take place in steps. But the key step, as you mentioned, is once we get this runaway greenhouse effect started, then we can start to take advantage of it to create agriculture on Mars. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. This hour is your hour. This is the time when you can get to the phones and give us a call. 612-564-8135. How many times have you been listening to the radio, read the newspaper, saw TV about some kind of breakthrough in science, about space, about medicine, about anything concerning our world, and yet you're all alone and there's nobody to talk to, and that's it? Well, you can talk to me. You can give me a call 24/7. You can call 612-564-8135. You'll get a recording. The recording will ask you for your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question that you've always wanted to ask, but never had the opportunity. Well, here's your chance. Once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. My name is Drew Jones. I'm listening on YouTube, and I'm calling from Anchorage, Alaska. Hey, I just had a question for you in regards to the Vostok ice core experiments that took place years ago. The way I understand it is that there were increases in carbon dioxide, but and they were always accompanied by increases in temperature, but the increases in temperature always came first. And on another note, the increases in carbon dioxide consistently lagged behind temperature increases by about 800 years. So doesn't this prove that increased levels of carbon dioxide did not cause the warming if it didn't happen until after the warming? Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, well, you ask a very interesting question. First of all, I once had a chance to go to Iceland where I gave a lecture, and I visited the laboratory where they actually analyze ice cores. In Greenland, yes, you just go right outside, drill into the ice with a tube, take out the tube that you get, this cylinder of ice, and then you look at it, and it's quite amazing. When you look at this long tube of ice, you see horizontal stripes. Horizontal stripes in the ice representing volcanic ash. That allows you to date when this snow fell, because we know the dates of these volcanic eruptions very accurately. And so it's sort of like a fingerprint by which you can match these horizontal lines with the known volcanic eruptions to give a date. And how far back can you go? 600,000 years. This is amazing. Now, not only can you see the ash from ancient volcanic eruptions, you can also look at the air bubbles. By looking at the air bubbles, and by looking at the composition of the air bubbles, you can actually calculate indirectly the temperature and the atmospheric composition during that time. This, again, is amazing. And then you plot it on a graph. You plot carbon dioxide on a graph, and you plot temperature on a graph, and you find something that's remarkable. You find
two lines that are coincident, that go up and down at the same time. And so this means that there's a strong link between temperature and carbon dioxide. They go up and down like two roller coasters. Think of two roller coasters in sync, going up and down, up and down. Now, then the question is, which came first, the chicken or the egg? It turns out that many of these studies are not accurate enough to begin to distinguish exactly which led the other. There is a theory that you mentioned that maybe it was the temperature first. Another that says maybe it was the carbon dioxide first. But it's not conclusive at the present time. But we do know that carbon dioxide and temperature rise up and down like two roller coasters, but precisely which led the other is not exactly known. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
My name is Timothy, and I'm listening on WHCU live streaming. And where does coldness come from? The North Pole and the South Pole are cold. Does that come from outer space, the coldness? Thank you.
I think what you're asking is, where is the coldness of the North Pole and the South Pole come from? Well, it comes from the fact, not from outer space, but it comes from the fact that the axis of the Earth tilts. And when the axis of the Earth tilts toward the sun, then the northern hemisphere gets summertime. When the North Polar region points away from the sun, you get wintertime. And that is the origin of the seasons as the Earth goes around the sun. Now, why is it cold? Well, precisely for that reason. The equator is warm because on average, it gets the most amount of sunlight on average, where the North Pole and the South Pole on average get the least amount of sunlight. And so that's what drives the weather. What drives the weather are two things. First, sunlight and the fact that the Earth is tilted. And second of all, the rotation of the Earth, which gives us the winds like the jet stream and stuff like that. So the weather on the Earth is determined by basically two factors, two main factors, the sun and the rotation of the Earth as it goes around the sun. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call. Oh, well, unfortunately, we have run out of time. Once again, you've been listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. You can always give us a call at 612-564-8135. So find out what all the fun is about. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.